Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Warning. This program includes negative depictions of people in sports and citizens of Italy. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Dickey Broadcasting Company. Listener discretion is advised.
Wow. We have gotten to the point where we now have to say there might be strobing lights. You could stroke out. They're smoking.
This came
language
from the corner
and,
office. So.
And light nudity. We are disclaiming the show. I'm not telling you it's not warranted. I'm not telling you everything that we had said there is not true. I'm just saying I think it's unprecedented that we, of course, are the first show to have to put disclaimers on it. On terrestrial radio, where you have rules anyway, the governor is on us to begin with. We had to go a step further. Are we, what are the ratings now, Steve West, for movies? NC-17? Are we PG-13? What are we allowed to be in radio?
Mature, I believe.
Mature audiences only? That's not true. Immature audiences. That's where your numbers are. That is where your numbers are for this stupid little show that we do. My name is Chris Domino. I'm not going to introduce everybody on the show. Got a guy over there. Got a guy over there. There's another guy over there. I don't know his name. I know Derek's name. Whatever. Steve West is sitting across. I'll give him a proper introduction in a second. I'm certainly not going to introduce everybody on every other show on this station. Again, I didn't get that memo. Or if I did, here's the beauty of it. I didn't open it.
It's kind of like an email I sent you yesterday that you didn't, you completely ignored.
I know. Do you know what was crazy, though? When you told me you sent me an email, I said, no, I don't, well, and then I said, oh, don't, I just didn't see it. That's not a lie. I wasn't looking for it. I didn't see it. But right, your email about today's birthday segment was right between Brooklyn, congratulations. Four coaches have found you in their search. And a reminder that I have $10.5 million from the United States government just waiting for me to claim.
Well, what are you doing here?
It was right between those two things. Steve West, I will ask you, and thank you very much for coming in this morning. That is Steve West. Do you have a nickname? Do you have a... No, don't give me Westy. That's not a nickname. That's the Bobby Cox version of a nickname. That's not a nickname. Westy's not a nickname. Do you have a nickname beyond what people just refer to you as?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Have you ever had...
No, I have not.
You've never had anybody hit you?
To the best of my knowledge.
Really?
In the sports radio business is the first time someone called me anything besides Steve or Steven.
Right, became Westy, which is the... Let's go, Rhino. We talk about it all the time. That's not a nickname. That's not a nickname. Come on, Glav. Not a nickname. Westy's not a nickname. You've never had, and I don't want to give away your age. I don't even know your age. In all of your years on the planet, you've never had a teacher, buddies. Nobody's ever slapped a nickname on you.
Not that I'm aware of.
Interesting. That might be a Twitter question of the day someday.
How about Orange Decker?
I mean, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Given the history.
Yeah. History, circumstance, unavoidable moment. Is that how do we want to refer to that?
Justin Williams will always be known as Mr. Game 7 in hockey.
Okay. Yeah. So Big Shot Bob.
Yeah.
Big Shot Bob.
Bob Horry.
Yeah.
Maybe I will be known forever as Mr. Orange Deck.
In the Orange Deck.
Someday.
Yeah.
I'll never live that down.
Can I ask, if you blew that day right into one of them little devices, what do you think you pumped out? What's the number? Because I think 0.08 in the state is, now you weren't driving, you were planted. Like you just stayed there, right? If I have the story correctly?
Yeah, the story is I was doing the Sunday morning NFL show.
Right.
With John Michaels.
Okay.
In the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Again, we said we're not giving out names for other shows. So, you know, if you know who they are, you know who they are. I didn't get the memo.
So the Falcons were playing the Carolina Panthers down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Right.
And later that evening was game 4 of the 2021 World Series across the way at Truist Park. So the drinking started as soon as the show ended here.
Yes.
The drinking starts over there during the Falcons game.
Yes.
Frank Duffy comes through. He's going to the game.
Sure. Frank Duffy, is he part of the locker room? What show is he on? Yeah. Again, you're promoting a lot of people and things here. Go ahead.
Matt Chernoff comes through to do his post-game show.
There's another name. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Brian Finneran made the rounds.
All right. Enough already.
Yeah. I saw Finneran three separate times that day slash evening, and I was with a different group of people every time. Bottom line
did
is...
Did you remember you saw him three times, or were you reminded of at least one of them?
I remembered seeing him three separate times. There may have been a fourth or a fifth time that I saw B. Finn that day. Bottom line is, across several bars across the way leading up to the World Series game, the bar tab was over $500. I was buying everybody drinks.
Okay.
And... Duval hits the home run, the grand slam that puts Atlanta up 4-0. And sometime between then and the end of the game, I made the decision with obviously Ubers and Lyfts to Sandy Springs costing upwards of $100,
$150.
I'm not paying for that.
Right.
I'm going to go over to the orange deck and crash.
Okay.
And we'll wake
up. Not in a stranger's car, in your car.
In my own car, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
In the passenger seat.
Nothing illegal at this point.
Not in the driver's seat, in the passenger seat, throw the keys in the trunk.
Okay.
Hey, I don't know what's up.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Right. I don't have the keys to the car. So I just figured at some point I would wake up later when the dust had cleared, and if it was safe or I felt safe, that I would leave the premises. Well, that didn't happen until approximately 6:30 in the morning, and I'd come over here thinking the Braves had won the game. Remember, because last thing I remember is Duval's grand slam.
Right.
Oh, that wasn't the case.
No.
I crashed the locker room
Y'all
show.
Had a great show. Hudson Mason, Joe Hamilton. Home team.
Dropped an F bomb.
Yeah, you sure did.
Is that the R rating that we were looking
for? Yeah. Disclaimers.
And so the rest is history. That will live in infamy.
It's one of my best moments of my radio career.
All right, let me get back to the real question. If before you fell asleep, what do you think you would have blown at that point?
Something approaching a two.
Well, if the next morning you're dropping F bombs on radio and you know that's not allowed, I'm guessing it might have been over a two. But you did the right thing. You did the legal thing. You threw the keys in the trunk and I'm out. Yeah. I'm not playing the game. Thank God.
Yeah. No, we weren't going anywhere that
responsibility.
Time. It was a responsible thing
I don't think you're supposed to walk into a sports talk radio show the morning after a World Series game and not know who won. That's kind of irresponsible. Now, I've worked with people who have had those moments, but whatever. It doesn't matter. We'll fill you in. The blanks will get filled in over the course of the show.
Yeah.
Did you watch the NBA Finals last night?
Of course.
Do you know who won the game?
Yes, Miami.
Okay.
No, Denver.
Yeah, you're in a much better place. Well, you had a 50-50 shot. You're in a much better place today than the night you spent in the orange deck because you're aware of what happened in a game. You're in a better place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so for the first time in the 2023 NBA playoffs, Miami does not win a game one.
No.
And they are trailing for the first time.
And Mike Malone said, we've done nothing yet. We'll get to him. We'll get to some of the cuts. Do I have a cut sheet anyplace? Am I supposed to have one of those? I don't think I have
one. You want one? I got one.
I'm not telling you I'm going to get to a lot of these reads, but I will go to a cut sheet every once in a while to hear from Mike Malone and other people.
Got one on the way.
All right. Thank you very much. I just want to bring this up as an example of, I was going to save this for later, but I'll do it now. And by the way, there is a Twitter question of the day. This comes from something Nick and I talked about the other day. And please participate. The Twitter question of the day is, tell me something, us collectively. You guys are included, by the way, in the Twitter question of the day. I think I marked you, denoted you, whatever. What's it called in the Twitter world?
Tagged.
I tagged you. Thank you. I tagged you. Something you will never do. Now, you're more adventurous than most people. You get in a car, you drive to Idaho without telling people. That's sort of your bag and scenes.
No, I got on a plane and flew to Idaho, and then I got a rental car and drove straight to Oregon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have, you don't have much of a filter. You don't have much of a governor. You'll do stuff.
Of course.
Oh, me personally, I've decided in life there's a list of things I will never do. And I included it, and I'm not skydiving. I'm not, you know, that thing down in Orlando or see these other places where you get in basically a big rubber band contraction, they shoot you straight up in the air and then you bounce. I'm not bungee jumping. I'm not walking across some of them bridges. You ever see those bridges between ridiculous-sized mountains? The wooden bridges? Oh, it's safe. Just hold on to the rails. Never going to happen, ever. And I ask people, the Twitter question of the day is, give me something you will never do. Somebody put a picture of a guy with a snake around his neck. I agree with you. There's no reason to do that. That snake doesn't know me. That snake doesn't know that my neck might not be something I want to play with. I'm not doing that. Do you have things that you will never do? No matter what. Your friends talk about it. Oh, this would be great. That's nice. I'm never doing that.
I mentioned skydiving before. I have several friends that have done that. I don't think that I'll be doing that anytime in the future.
Yeah.
I don't know if my heart could handle that. I don't think I'm
going to... As the man said,
yeah.
Why jump out of a perfectly good plane?
Yeah. Unless you're a paratrooper. Remember the 82nd Airborne?
Sure.
Yeah,
if you're...
That's not me. Probably not approaching a bison out in Yellowstone anytime soon. We see idiots feed
wild animals. Yeah. Yeah. I don't need to go... another one. Tell me if you guys agree with this. I'm sure there's a lot of parts of this country that are beautiful. I mentioned Montana. You go to Utah. You go to all these places. I got to be honest. Why would I walk on a trail when I don't know what's possibly on that trail? If you want to walk, get on a treadmill.
For the life of me, I can't figure out why anybody would go swimming in a lake in Florida.
1,000%. I don't know why you'd go swimming in a lake anywhere. Like, I'll take it a step further. Lake swimming ain't for me.
You don't like murky lake water.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Now, what's crazy, I'll go in any ocean. I love the ocean. I just can't do the lake thing. I don't want to touch the bottom, and I don't want things. You know what's so funny? A guy in Georgia, South Georgia, he's fishing. He pulls a fish out of the lake. He's dangling it around on the ground. You know what came out and got it? An alligator. You know what the guy said? I didn't know there were alligators here. I hate to tell you, brother, Florida's like just right over there. Why do you think? Do you think there's a border patrol? They can get anywhere they want. They certainly can get to southern Georgia. Like when I heard him say, I didn't know that could happen. Why didn't you know that? Do you not know proximity? Now, if you're in Wisconsin and you go fishing at a lake, my guess is you're not supposed to think that possibly an alligator is going to come out. South Georgia, you got to know better.
Yeah. Okefenokee Swamp.
Yeah, you got to know better.
South Georgia. Anywhere in the coastal areas of South Carolina. Even southern North Carolina, there are alligators.
Let me ask you something. You ever take a rubber band and you're going to wrap, like, whatever it is. In the old days, it used to be cash. I worked for a bookie. You'd get cash, they'd count it out, and then you put a rubber band around the money. Some people's wallets, I had an uncle who, his wallet was a rubber band. He'd put his
My
cash.
My wallet is a rubber band.
Okay, so, all right. Have you ever had a rubber band snap in your hand as you're putting it around something?
Always.
Why would you bungee jump? What's the difference?
Heavy-duty material.
I got Fat Jimmy, who's jumped off whatever. Those things break like everything else. They're not brand new every time you put it on. And here's the problem with brand new. What if it came out of the plant defective? I'd like something that had a little use, but not a whole lot of use. Do you think these bungee jumping companies replace those often?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the financials.
They don't. And what happens if you stretch a rubber band too far?
It snaps.
It loses its elasticity, which means that, again, you could be the one when you jump off. It's been stretched out a little too much. You know what that is? You hitting the ground.
That's your day.
Gravity is undefeated.
Your unlucky day.
Gravity is undefeated. So I'm not bungee jumping either. I don't even like going to the third story of a mall to look down to the food court.
There are safety checks for these type of things.
I don't understand why.
It's more dangerous to go driving around 285 than it is to bungee jump or skydive, which I've done both, and I'm here to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
All three. I've drove around 285 as well.
I'll give you another one I'm not doing. These guys who just get on these boats in these foreign countries where you just go, no, I'll just be behind it. Yeah, take me up in the air. The problem is there are buildings close enough that when that thing breaks, you get unhooked. If you can promise me I'm going to land in the water, okay, you can't. There's a good chance that six-story hotel, personal introduction.
So you don't trust the guy not wearing a shirt, smoking a cigarette to launch you into orbit on the bungee?
Me personally, no. Again, it's a me thing. I'm missing out on so much.
What would the world look like right now if you were in charge? We probably wouldn't have airplanes. Nobody would have been the first to at Kitty Hawk to try the airplane.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd all just
be...
That's
not true. Let me ask you this. How many times were you told as a kid, don't run with scissors?
All the time.
Now, as an adult, it sounds ridiculous. Is it? Is it ridiculous? It's really good advice. You're a kid. There's a chance you're going to trip over something. You're not used to running. How many kids would you... You might as well hand matches and gasoline to kids. It's the same thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, you can knock an eye out with that.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Fall on it. Next thing you know, it's like you're in Oz. You just shivved yourself.
Don't use knives in the kitchen when you're barefoot, right? Don't handle knives when you're barefoot.
I'm an adult,
what if you drop it?
I'm an adult. I think I can hold a knife. Like, to me now, Now we're getting into territory where I'll do that. I've cut a bagel with no shoes on.
Here's another one. Don't ever iron in the nude.
Yeah, yeah.
That can backfire.
Interesting.
On you.
Or
cook bacon in the nude.
Correct.
Interesting.
Grease fire.
Don't take your pasta off the oven. Put it into the sink in the, what is it called, the colander? Yeah, don't do that naked either. Splash. It's very hot. Very hot.
There's a lot of things you shouldn't probably do naked.
I'm going to come up with a list. Huh?
Most things probably that was like a Twitter you should question not of the day. Do naked.
Yeah. So let's see. A shower. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that might be about it. That might be about it.
Not even a sauna can you do naked. You've got to have a towel, right?
For a few reasons. By the way, look, if you're going into the public Lifetime gym sauna with nothing, you're either a braggart or you don't understand basic principles of decency. What are you doing? You're going to pick someone up? Look at me. Yeah. No, get a towel. I don't need three towels. Just get a towel.
You're in the wrong place.
By the way, if you bring in a towel and you sit on the towel, that's not using a towel. That's not using the towel the way the towel. No. Then you need two towels.
No.
All right. So, again, the Twitter question of the day, something you will never do. You think about it. If you want to give me another one later on in the show, we'll ask the other people to come into the show later, whoever it might be. It's a Friday. I don't even know who's coming in today. What are the odds that Matt and Chuck will both be here?
Ooh, Friday?
Yeah.
Matt's probably called out sick, so. Friday.
And it was an off day Monday. So.
Oh, can you pull the turn off when you have a Monday
sure.
off?
Sure. You know why? Because you just make it a 3-day week. It's just, it's a nice and convenient 3-day week.
It's kind of a half-assed week anyway with the holiday on Monday. I've noticed that this week. Traffic, et cetera.
Oh. But not people that are doing a half-assed job.
A lot of people just kind of threw in the towel on this week.
Interesting.
School's out.
Right.
Monday
summer's
we were
beginning.
Off. Summer's
I've got the
beginning.
Summertime stuff going on. Interesting.
Fine bumps down at the SEC meetings.
On a beach.
In the background.
What a gig.
Yeah.
I noticed that, too. He's talking to a coach, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he's real. That's not like those fake screens that you see at some of these shows.
Right.
What a backdrop. No, that's all fake. This guy was really at the beach.
And they actually did, I think, some good searching beforehand because they actually found some attractive people that were in the background. Did you notice that?
No. Do you think they it was like product placement?
I think they screened the crowd. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I noticed that.
I know that MTV used to do that when they went down for spring break.
Yes, they did.
Ugly people to the left. You know, that is not on camera.
Yeah. There's like a velvet rope at some point across the beach.
The best looking people were on MTV spring break. I'm going to give you another thing. We said this the other day. I don't think I'm a shock jock. I don't scream fire people off. And if I get angry, I'm legitimately angry. I'm angry that Rob Manfred is going to let that bum owner of the A's move to the best neighborhood in the world in Las Vegas. I don't think that should happen. So those things will sort of anger me. I think MTV, and I probably missed it because it starts in like 81 and I'm graduating high school. MTV might be one of the most overrated, most talked about things in the history of everything. I don't really like to watch a video was never thrilling to me. Right. I get the premise. They did extremely well. Then they dumbed it out. They went to Alabama, the Florida Shore, whatever the hell it is, and then they did Jersey Shore. And they got even dumber than maybe the videos. But was MTV like top 10 countdowns where you'd see NSYNC for 48 days in a row in the number one spot? Is this really something that I was supposed to go, that was awesome?
I remember distinctly the first time I ever saw MTV because I didn't have cable in my dormitory at Tennessee. And I was down here with a friend, Richard Rogers, who his parents lived in Martin's Landing there.
This guy remembers every detail. Yeah. What was the street? What was the house address? I mean, you remember everything.
It was East Lakeshore by the elementary school over there.
No, I don't know where that is, but that's cool.
Martin's Landing Drive.
I'm surprised you don't remember his address.
Martin's Landing Road.
What was the color of the house?
They were like neutrals.
Yeah. All right. So you're there and you see MTV.
Yeah, so the first time I see MTV, and it's been on for a few weeks now. This is the fall of 81, and I'm thinking, wow, this is great.
Oh, you did?
I'm in the big city now. I'm in Atlanta. I'm watching MTV. Yeah, I don't have cable.
I never thought MTV itself, though, was it like, what's, okay. All right.
Well, I mean, if you think about that time in history.
Changed TV in a lot of ways.
And a lot of our audience is not going to be able to relate to this. But, I mean, what we had was FM radio, right? FM radio was radical. FM was still a relatively new way that most people listen to their music because it wasn't that long ago that AM radio and Top 40 was the thing.
Right.
Here comes FM now.
And tape decks in your car.
Adult-oriented rock,
tape deck in your car.
Correct. But now here's a video. Now you're crossing a bridge here that we blew your mind in 1981.
Again, Oppenheimer blows my mind. Yeah. Building the bomb blows my mind. Nina Blackwood introducing something from Rod Stewart doesn't necessarily blow my mind.
Oh, you never had a crush on Nina Blackwood?
No, I didn't really.
Didn't really get
I didn't
her.
Really get
Are you
it.
A now, Martha Quinn guy?
No, Daisy Fuentes. I was actually a Mark Goodman guy.
Okay.
And that Alan Hunter, ooh, very handsome.
Yeah.
No, it was Daisy Fuentes.
You learn something every day on this show.
Daisy Fuentes was the one that I saw, and I said, wow, that is an incredibly good-looking woman.
Yeah.
She was the first one that I would have said, oh, I get why they hired her. I don't know if she's talented or not. You know who she's married to now?
No, I do not.
Richard Marx.
Okay.
The Richard Marx, speaking of MTV and
video. Yeah, that age and that era.
Yeah, well, I think he's a little older than her.
Yeah, probably.
She still looks fantastic.
Then they decided to go off into original programming, which worked for a while.
Yeah, short-lived.
Now MTV News has been shut down, right?
Kurt Loder. That was Kurt Loder. He was the we are professional. We hired Kurt Loder.
J.J. Jackson?
Yeah. He was one of the originals. Yeah. I think he's left us. I think he's...
Not sure about that.
Yeah, I think he's...
Didn't know J.J.
I think he's passed on.
Personally.
Yeah, I think there was like six to start. You know, they're on Sirius XM. They put it on. They're playing a nostalgia thing.
Makes sense.
They all DJ on like these 80s stations.
Someday we'll be doing the nostalgia thing.
I'm going to do nostalgia sports.
If we aren't already.
Hey, remember when Tom Seaver got traded to the Reds? And then you play a song from that year, maybe, and then you play a clip of Tom Seaver. Derek's shaking his head. He doesn't remember. It was the day the music died. That's what it was. In New York Met history, that was the day the music
was. That
died.
75 or 76?
77. Okay. Yeah, it was Dave Henderson. Steve Henderson. Pat Zachary and Doug Flynn. I think I'm right about that. Someone Google check me.
Flynn was an infielder. Fact Zachary checking. Was a pitcher from Texas.
And Steve Henderson was an outfielder.
Henderson wore number 5.
Yeah, they traded Tom Seaver for that. Bag of bones.
That was a dark period.
Yeah, it was
for the Mets. Was that Joe Frazier or Joe Torre? Remember Joe Frazier after Yogi, after 73?
George Bamberger, I think, might have actually had a stint as a coach there, too.
Doug Flynn, Steve Henderson, Dan Norman, Pat Zachary, the four players.
I forgot about Dan Norman.
Dan Norman.
Thank you, yeah. I should have forgotten about Dan Norman. No, I don't blame myself for that one.
Was it Dan Norman in a trade that brought Jeff Reardon to the Expos at one point?
Again, I have no idea. Dan Norman's been out of sight, out of mind for me. Because he did nothing for the Mets. All right. We will take a break. Let me do this again. That's Steve West. This is 680 The Fan. This is our stupid little show. Oh, yeah. Wait. We got to. Oh, damn. All right. Let me do this then first.
The 11 a.m. headlines are brought to you by Prometheus by Dr. Malley.
Stop the one. The 11 a.m. hours driven by Hayes Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership in Lawrenceville and Gainesville, where customers are treated like family. Start your winning drive at HayesAtlanta.com.
Headlines are brought to you by Prometheus by Dr. Malik. Prometheus is not ED treatment. It is permanent male enhancement without surgery or stitches. Visit SizeMD.com for more information.
NBA Finals began in earnest last night. I think I like a head coach in this. I like one guy's track record. I like the way the other guy actually talks to the media. We'll get to that. The Braves will start a 3-game series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. What you might not know is the Arizona Diamondbacks are actually tied with the Dodgers. This is true, not fake news, in the National League West. We'll give you details about who they have pitching today, who will go on Sunday, and it ain't going to be easy for the Braves before they come home next week. There is a new second richest woman in the music industry. We will give you details on that, and then so much more, including sound, Tom Brady, Mike Malone. Steve West and I will discuss Adam Silver's moment. We'll let you hear Adam Silver when it comes to John Morant. I don't know. If you got some Falcon thing, usually you got some NFL thing. I'm sure you do at some point. We'll talk about that. What do we? Oh, we have to do maybe on campus, maybe the NFL, and maybe something else.
Beyond the goatee.
But I'm not sure if we'll do any and all of those things. If you have a Falcon nugget for me today that I can go, that's interesting for the beginning of June, I will gladly take it, Steve West.
We'll also have something on Arizona manager Torrey
Lovello.
Lovello's father.
I did not
Salvatore.
Not think we would go there. What did the disclaimer say? There's a chance we might actually take a couple of shots at Italians. Why can I? You can't. You just reported as news. I, as an Italian, could then take a shot if it's warranted.
This isn't a shot. This is a fascinating story that I was not aware of until I started prepping for the show.
The views of the podcast.
Are you going to tell me that Salvador, is he a great Italian-American in any way, shape, or form?
I'm telling you, he's no longer with us.
All right, then we'll find out maybe why.
Still a great story.
He is dead.
Yeah.
And we'll hear from Tom Brady, who's had enough of everybody. He's had enough of you and you and you, and boy, he's here to set the record straight. All right, all that and more coming up on our little show here on 680 The Fan.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.
Twitter question of the day, something you will never do.
Geronimo! Come fly with me, let's float down
undefeated,
to
man.
Peru.
Gravity. Steve West, do you know anybody? Oh, welcome, by the way. Welcome back in. Thank you, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. It's a glorious day here in the city of Atlanta. I hope you're getting the same wherever you might be streaming an app. Don't forget, you can stream an app, the 680 The Fan app, anytime you choose. Worldwide webbing at its best. I'm assuming it's working today, so again, thank you and welcome.
Once I get you up there,
do you know anybody who's beat a tax rat? Like, it's hard to do, but, or somebody that doesn't pay their taxes and they've gotten away with it, they give you outs. Like, you don't have to go to jail. You might have to go to a service. You can have a tax problem and not go to jail, right?
Yeah, you can pay the late fees and the penalties and set up a payment plan.
And not go to jail.
Correct.
So you can beat a tax rat. Have you ever known anybody who's defied death? They got paddled right back to life. Somebody said, oh, this isn't going well. And then all of a sudden they were back and they were alive. People have beaten death, right?
I don't know anyone that's come back from the dead that was there, that was, you know, given up.
Have you ever seen the white light? Anybody ever say, hey, Steve, come on over. It's pretty good over here.
No, I have not seen the
white
light.
You've never been to that point?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
What have you heard of people who've beaten death? That guy was supposed to die. He lost so much blood. My God.
Oh, yeah.
He's still, right. So death is not undefeated. You know what is undefeated is gravity. I'm just telling you. You don't beat gravity.
I would differ with your assessment that death is not undefeated.
Go ahead.
Death always wins in the end. But you have a reprieve that is granted sometimes.
You beat it.
It's called modern medicine.
Yeah, you beat it. Yeah. Or luck.
Yeah.
Good genes.
Mm-hmm.
He lost 6 gallons of blood. He ain't supposed to be with us, but some people have beat it. Don't jump out of a plane without a parachute. Even with a parachute, don't jump out of a plane. That's just my public service announcement. But don't. Now, people have survived, by the way. You've heard that, right? People have fallen out of a plane or a chute didn't open, and they hit some trees and whatever. They bounce, and all of a sudden they go, oh, my God, they're alive.
Nick and I were talking about exit strategies the other day.
Yeah.
People have survived jumps off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, don't do it, though.
So that's not the place you want to jump. If you want to end it, don't do it there. People have survived.
Oh, okay. Right.
Exit strategy.
Go where it's undefeated.
What's your exit strategy?
Great euphemism for suicide attempts. I like that.
No. Let's not call it that. Again, we have a disclaimer on this show. We're an upbeat show. Do you think it's possible? What happens if an elevator drops 50 floors? The brake system isn't working. Can you just jump if you time it right and be okay? Because that's always been the other thing that you've heard. All you got to do is just time it right. Jump. And then people go, oh, yeah, maybe that works. It doesn't.
Why don't we have one of the interns run over to Tyson Krupp there and ask them? They would know.
Now, people don't even know who that is. Explain where you pointed to a building and you actually knew that. How did you know their name?
They're an elevator company.
I know Otis Elevator.
Yeah.
I don't know these people.
Well, they built that rather tall structure.
In the Battery.
In the Battery.
And what do they do for a living?
That basically all of the offices are on the first three floors in a separate building.
Right.
And then the rest of that structure is elevator shafts.
And they do stuff. Like they come and show you or...
elevators.
Oh, I'm building a building.
Yeah.
And they display their elevators.
This elevator works.
Okay.
I understand that they have elevators not only that operate vertically in that building. They're working on technology where you can go vertical for a while, mm-hmm. then horizontal yeah. for a while, then switch to another shaft to continue on your way.
That's a Wonka-vader.
Yeah, it's been done. It's the what's the ride down in Disney? The House of Terror, whatever the hell it's called. Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror. Yeah.
I think that goes sideways for a little bit.
It does.
So what's the purpose? You're so lazy you won't walk down a hall? The elevator actually has to take you down a hall? Is that what it is?
Isn't that like the moving sidewalks at the airport?
Yeah, or an express train, in Chicago or New York. You're going to switch over to this tunnel and move here so you can go faster?
I'm going to be honest. Get off the elevator where the elevator is supposed to be and walk down the hall.
Well, they're working on that technology over there.
It's a lot of moving parts.
Okay.
This is two Battery, right?
I don't know.
That's three Battery over there. Tyson Krupp and Papa John's are over in those buildings, if you're interested.
I'm not, but now I am. Yeah. Now
and they
am.
Shoot the light shows now off of that pillar there.
Yeah. In case you're wondering, we are in a place called the Battery. Like, again, we have people worldwide webbing. And the Braves play right across the street. I can take a rock. If any of our windows open, I could actually hit the stadium with a rock. Arm is probably still good enough to do that. It's not even a street, by the way. It's a fake street.
It's an alley.
Yeah, it's a fake street. Now, cars do go up and down, but it's sort of a fake street. They close it down when they have to for safety reasons.
Yeah, I'm looking at my business card. This is two Ballpark Center.
Wait.
That's three Ballpark
Center.
What
business card?
Dickey Media Group?
I'm going to ask you a question. What year is this?
You know, this one I've been having redone for a while now, I must admit. I think the first address was 14 Piedmont Center.
Okay, so is this just a thing, or you collect them? Is this like a trading card for you?
Steve meets so many random people, he has to have a business card.
Don't you carry a business card at all times? I mean, I'm old school. You should always have a business card, right?
I don't think I have a business card to carry.
They didn't issue one upon your hire here at 680 The Fan.
You know what? They might have sent it to my 680 The Fan email account. I just never read that it was available to be picked up.
I heard you tell that story the other day.
Never opened it once. Don't even know how.
What was your date of hire? 2014, 2015?
No, like 12 or 13.
Okay, so 12 or 13. So 10, 11 years, you've never opened your 680 The Fan.
I don't know how to open it up. I'm just telling you, I don't even know if I need a password.
My date of hire was August of the year 2000.
How many different addresses have you been in?
2970 Peachtree.
Go ahead.
14 Piedmont Center, 780 Johnson Ferry Road, and now 2 Ballpark Center.
And you've had a card for all of these things?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
But anyway,
when was the last time you gave a card to somebody because you said, hey, Steve, have you got a card on you? Oh, as a matter of fact, I do.
Pretty much everywhere I go, someone will ask for a card.
Interesting.
It's amazing the doors that card will open.
Oh, yeah. Do you fib a little bit? Do you over-exaggerate maybe?
No, it just says on-air personality.
Okay.
Sports Radio 680 The Fan,
that's
Atlanta.
Fair. That's legit.
That's all it says.
Okay. Have you ever gotten into a place free? Like a sporting event?
Not with a business card,
okay.
No.
All right.
No, that hasn't worked. But anyway, so...
Has it ever gotten you relations? Where you just go, you know, I work on an AM radio station in a very big market. Here's my proof.
In an indirect sort of way, okay. I suspect.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so my date of hire was August of 2000.
Okay.
And you have to remember that I was computer illiterate until I got a BlackBerry mm-hmm. for another job that I had in the year 2008.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got this 680 The Fan email account that goes back to the relaunch of this station.
I didn't even know that was possible.
I've never opened that account.
Okay.
We're talking 23 years worth of emails. I don't know how many thousands of emails that must have been. Never opened it.
As
never
I
had
said,
any desire to.
Do you know that maybe the biggest station in America could have actually offered you a job and you wouldn't know? That's what I said the other day. I might have been offered an incredible job that I don't know about.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath on that or that form of notification. But again, I had various program directors, folks that were in charge. Here's my personal email, okay? This is how you communicate with me. Not that way.
That's what I do.
Matt Edgar's the first guy that has heeded that advice. He has my personal email and he hits me up there. He knows that's the
way
to get
a listener.
Hold of me.
That's why he listens.
Or a text message. Text message is the best way to get a hold of me. Don't leave me a voicemail. I don't listen to voicemails. Don't call me on the phone. I don't answer my phone.
Do you hear what happened when Brian Hoyt got a hold of my phone?
What happened?
And he just saw how many unread emails and text messages and phone messages I had. I was like, I didn't even know that, but I didn't even know that he could actually look at my stuff. I found out by leaving my phone here is not a good thing because it's not protected.
You need to lock it up with a password.
I was told. Whatever. Somebody will show me how to do it, and I'll do it. Mike Malone, he won game one last night. He's the head coach of the Denver Nuggets. I sort of like the way he goes about his business. Let's hear from Coach Malone.
Yeah, congratulations, man. On 1-0 in NBA Finals. I wish you feel really good about that. And the best thing, and DJ, I couldn't agree with what you said more. We got a win, and I think we can play at a whole other level. All right, we're up 21 to start that fourth quarter, and they go on an 8-0 run. Kind of let our guard down a little bit. We know we got to play for 48 minutes to go up 2-0 on Sunday night. But that's just all year long, fellas. We're up 1-0. Congratulations, we haven't done a damn thing.
Yes, sir.
Our goal wasn't to win one game in the finals. Our goal was to win three more.
Yes, sir.
Care how many yes sirs there were in the background there? Now, it's easier when you win, but that's the way you go about a post game. Did you hear what he said? Congratulations, we've won nothing. That's been their mantra. Jimmy Butler walked into the building. You see his t-shirt last night? All it said was four more. So Jimmy Butler had game face on. It just didn't work. They tried to make it a game. They kind of did make it a game, but Denver is. That guy said, next time we play 48 minutes, that way they can't catch us.
Yeah, I think the question going into last night, as far as the Denver side of the equation was, are they going to be rusty?
Right.
Or are they going to be ready?
Would it take a few minutes? I think a couple of their players, Murray was one of them, who said, hey, we don't expect it to be great in the beginning, but how quickly we snap out of it, play better basketball, and then play who we are, the version of basketball that they are. And he was absolutely right. That game, look, did it come out close at a certain point where you go, oh, maybe it's in the balance in the fourth quarter? We found out last night who the better basketball team is.
Yeah, and, it would have been 9 days since the Nuggets dispatched the Lakers in four games. So that's a long time to be waiting. Phil Jackson used to talk about games in Denver and Utah, the way they were on the calendar, and he called them built-in losses. Like the Lakers play at Staples Center back in the day on a Friday night, and now they're going to play in Denver on a Saturday. Built-in loss. 1,000 miles, air flight, elevation, that's a thing. And you look at Miami last night coming into this game, long, emotional, physical, drawn-out, 7-game series with Boston, playing on a quick turnaround, and 5,280 feet above sea level when you're a sea level team. Last night was a built-in loss for Miami. The Heat's best chance to steal a game in Denver is going to be the next one, game two, and if the series comes back to Colorado, game five. Miami's got to steal one of those games.
Nobody cares about we had a tough seven. Nobody cares that we were sitting around for 9 days. This is the absolute. Now, again, it's not a best of one. It's the best of seven. So you have time to recover. We did see who the better basketball team was last night. And if Miami can't hit shots, it gets a little bit tougher. Here's Mr. Jokic talking about his first NBA Finals game.
To be honest, I couldn't wait to start just because when the game started, it felt normal. Everything else didn't felt normal. The whole media day yesterday or the day before, it was people are making something bigger than it is, And when the game started, I felt it really comfortable.
Do you remember the quote he had about college basketball? Why he didn't like college basketball. This is 2014. It's so fast. Everyone jumps so high. I don't jump. I just play basketball. That's almost 10 years ago, and it sort of feels like 10 years later, fast forward, he's not as pudgy as he used to, whatever. He's got a whole look that's changed. He started to work out. He said, I wasn't in shape, and I didn't realize what shape was, and blah, blah, blah. Now he's the greatest basketball. He is the greatest basketball player in the world.
Yeah, and he and Jamal Murray are the best 1-2 punch in the NBA right
and
now.
They had to wait 7 years to go play in their first NBA Finals.
Yeah, they combined for 53 points, 19 of 34 shooting. Miami's 1-2 punch of Butler and Bam Adebayo, they did tally 39 on 19 of 39 shooting and combined for 20 rebounds. But the Nuggets are big. They're long. They're physical. And Adebayo is the only true big for Miami. So they've got a hell of an advantage size-wise.
If he gets in foul trouble, they're in a different place too. Now, I will say, Eric Spoelstra is such a good coach that I think they did some things at the end to try to slow them down, and it looked like it worked. Now, can you do it for, not 48 minutes, but can you do it for enough minutes in a 48-minute game to ensure that they don't run out on you, get up 21, 22 points?
And to your point about Miami not making shots, and kind of to counter my point.
And they were
point,
a terrible offensive yeah. team during the regular season. Yeah.
And kind of to counter my point that this was a built-in loss necessarily, if you look at Caleb Martin, Max Strus, and Duncan Robinson, the three non-drafted shooters, the heralded non-drafted yeah. shooters.
It's a great story.
2 for 23 from the field.
Yeah, it's a better story when they're doing well.
2 of 16 from beyond the arc. Strus was 0 of 10 overall, 0 for 9 on his three-point shots. And the shame of it was they all had good looks. They just didn't knock down shots. And if you don't knock down shots, you're not going to beat Denver.
Well, you're losing by 20.
Beat anybody.
You're losing by 20.
Yeah.
You spend enough time missing shots where they are so good athletically for a guy who doesn't look like an athlete. And everybody says, oh, he's not an athlete. I'll take him every day of the week and then some. We'll get to Stephen A. Smith, that moron, coming up later, and something he said 24 hours after he actually said something dumb. He dumbed up on it again by just proving what he is. We'll get to that. Here's the other story in the NBA, though. Now, Adam Silver did something you're not supposed to do, I think. He said, I got something. I just can't give it to you yet. But I got something. But we're going to let this go on first. But I got something that I know you guys are all waiting to hear. I think he played a little bit of, without knowing it, he got a little drama-ish. He got a little drama. She played the drama card a little bit. Here's what he said about John Morant and the investigation.
In terms of the timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information. I think since I was still asked about the situation, I would say we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of this series to announce the results of that investigation, and it seemed better to park that at the moment, at least any public announcement. And my sense now is that shortly after the conclusion of the finals, we will announce the outcome of that investigation.
Can I translate? John's going away for a while. Nobody turns up new stuff in an investigation and says, oh, no problems. Because you say, no problems. He's holding on to this because this is going to be probably David Stern-like, not Adam Silver-like. Do you agree?
I question why he went as far as he did. Was this in a Q&A session with a reporter?
Before the NBA finals begin, here's our commissioner. He went over a number of things.
State of the league,
yeah, a little bit.
State of the association.
Goodell does it the Wednesday before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'd be focusing on the draft in my comments.
Okay, but again,
the upcoming draft.
The questions asked about John Morant. Do you know what you're going to do? We've uncovered additional information. Let me tell you what they didn't find out. He's been a volunteer at a hospital for the last 9 months, and we didn't know it. He's the greatest proponent of Girl Scout cookie sales in the history of Girl Scout. We didn't find that out. That's not what they found out.
Yeah, this was almost a tease, and it's not the kind of tease or not the kind of, I suspect, information that the league is necessarily going to want to be teasing. So again, my focus would have been on the excitement of the upcoming draft.
Yeah, you're not going to get away with that.
NBA Summer League.
You're not going to get away with it.
And we'll comment about Ja later.
Okay. He wasn't going to get away
with that. In the
future. Now, I think
this is the NBA Finals. Game one of the NBA Finals. That's our focus right now. We're not focused on Ja Morant.
But I was asked about Ja.
We talk about people that are here, not people that are not here. That's how I handle that.
Ja Morant is... This one's going to be a big one.
Policeman asks you a question. There's only one answer. I would like to speak to my attorney, right? Right?
What he could have said is, it is an ongoing investigation. That would have been crap because they don't need this much time. They figured it out, but they found new information.
I think he said way too much.
You do.
Because guys like us are now trying to connect the dots.
Oh, no.
We're not talking about the game anymore.
No. I don't think they might. It's not guys like us. Do you understand that Woj and who is it, Sham, they're going through trash pails like nobody's business to find something. I'll go this far. I think Adam Schefter has lined up his 9 phones and is not going to shave until he gets to the bottom of John Morant's suspension. They're all looking to get a scoop. Because you want the greatest clickbait? It's not about the final score and me telling you about how good Jokic is, what the Heat need to do better. It's the, I've just found out what John Morant is going to get hit with.
So, just young person with a lot of money, Instagram, bad decisions is the tip of the iceberg.
It sounds like, Not according to me, according to the commissioner. If I connect dots and it's not very difficult, yeah, they've got other things.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's pissing a life away, a sports life. Now, again, he can straighten it out. He's young enough. I know 50-year-olds who make terrible decisions, literally. 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds, 38-year-olds, the guy who lives at the cul-de-sac, the guy with the big corner office. Everybody's making bad decisions every day. The problem is he was told, you can't do this. And what did he do? He did this. And where's my camera? I'm holding up a gun. Like, that's all he didn't have to do is just don't have a gun. You want to put your fingers up. Literally, put your fingers up. Hey, look at me. I got a fake gun. That's better than a real gun.
Okay, but
in that world.
That begs the question, why did he do it the second time? Is this his homeboys egging him on? Yeah, go ahead and do it, Ja. Do it again, Ja. Right? And
if you think that was the least of his problems, was being so dumb that he had another gun in another video, I'm not telling you it's not a big thing. It is. Because they told him you can't do it. There is something or some things that are going to be, oh, that dumb moment in the gun, that ain't even it.
Okay. Does this rise to the level of organized crime?
I don't know.
Gangsterism?
I don't know.
Point shaving?
I don't know.
Gamblers?
I don't know.
See, there's all kinds of ways you can go with this
that we
shouldn't be talking about right now. We should be talking about game two of the NBA Finals.
But what's more interesting? How Eric Spoelstra is going to defend the Denver Nuggets? Or you sitting there going, is it gangster? Is it gambling? Is it...
It's great for us.
I root for the storyline, brother.
Not good for the association.
Right.
Not right now.
All right. Well, he doesn't have a shield to protect. Remember, that's the other guy. The other guy's got a shield he's got to protect.
Spurs are about to get Wembanyama. The last two times they had the number one pick, they improved by 35 games and 36 games.
Yep.
That should be the story right now. This 7'3" kid that's coming over from France.
Not yet.
And the finals.
Not yet. Listen, I'm also going to tell you that nobody in America knows who he is. So that gets a little bit, it's like hockey. You can tell me the greatest hockey player in the world just got drafted, and Americans go, I never saw him play.
So finals, draft, and then who is the next Mac McClung or Austin Reeves at Summer League this year?
You are a strange
fella. That's the next thing I'm thinking
about. You are a very strange fella. We'll come back. We will talk about the Atlanta Braves and what they're going to do. And Salvatore Lovello, oh, what a story. I don't really know what Steve West told me. You've teased this, right? I'm allowed to re-tease it.
We're going to do that this segment?
Yeah, you said it's interesting, fascinating.
Yeah.
All right. Braves in Arizona. We'll catch you up on that and the story of Torrey Lovello's father, courtesy of Steve West right here on 680 The Fan.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon background screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.
Do you have things that you will never do?
Probably not approaching a bison out in Yellowstone anytime soon.
Oh, give me a home. Where the buffalo.
This was Steve West's prom song, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
And the
I said that because he doesn't have his earbuds in.
He's got no idea.
Now I know what it's like with Nick. I'm looking, I don't put my earbuds in until I miss everything.
I heard you.
Okay. So this is this was your don't play with a bison out in the open fields and lands.
I like that.
You consider yourself a I don't know, woodsman? Naturalist?
No, I'm not a hunter or a fisherman.
Would you survive?
Probably not.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I'm not even a problem. My family, the lineage would have ended a long time ago if we needed me to go down to the river or go up into the mountains.
The extent of my outdoorsmanship is landing at the airport, renting something with all-wheel drive, and going off-road somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
What a man you are.
Yeah.
That's a man's man.
That's what I do.
You go off-road in places you don't know? Do you let people know where you are? You're not really big on that. Like, if you ever got lost in one of these mountainous endeavors.
You could find me for my social media posts, but that would be the only trail.
But it'd be like a clue. Like, we go, oh, I think I recognize that mountain. Is that what would have to happen? God forbid you get lost.
Yeah, I don't think I appeared in a single photo of my most recent road trip, but my rental car did, and this time it was a Dodge Charger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in front of a sign that says...
That's a get-a-ticket car, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in front of a sign that says 15 miles to Tucumcari, New Mexico.
So, but we didn't know what day you were there, or did you post it immediately?
Like,
we had to find you.
Okay, yeah.
If we had to find you, there are clues.
There are clues.
Interesting.
Holiday Inn Express, Tucumcari.
There's a receipt someplace.
Yeah.
You paying cash? You strike me as a cash guy.
No, because...
If a motel costs you $38 in the outskirts of someplace, are you paying cash?
No, I'm putting it on a card because they always hit you for an additional security deposit nowadays at most reputable hotels.
Okay. All right, reputable.
So we're putting that on a card.
Okay, I just wasn't sure. Listen, we're finding out more and more things.
And then if you want to dispute the charges, there's always something you can circle back to. You can't dispute
it. I never slept in that hotel room.
I didn't trash that hotel room.
All right, let's do a little Braves talk, you and I. Is it time? I'm going to say a word, and I don't want it to be all capital letters, small letters. This is me. I'm not blaming anybody else. It's after June 1st. I don't care about Memorial Day, and now's the time to, all of a sudden, a couple of days ago at midnight, you're allowed to be panicked. I don't like that word. But are the flaws of the Braves legitimate enough where you go, oh, the Mets, they paid $86 million for two guys who don't even pitch. They got a $20 million closer who's out for the season. You turn around, they're 3.5 games behind you, and here's the kicker. We're no better record-wise than the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, you can tell me they're a really nice surprise, but if I just say the sentence, if I would have told you 50-whatever games in, the Braves and the Diamondbacks have the same record, what would you say?
I'd be mildly surprised, although I've seen the Diamondbacks coming for a couple of seasons. Now, 2 years ago, they lost 110 games.
They sure did.
Last year, they were 74 and 87, I think.
But if I would have said to you, 56 games in, the Braves and the Diamondbacks, as a matter of fact, they have a better winning percentage. They've played one more game. If I would have told you that March 1st, as they're going to camp, what would you have said? Is it problematic or not? Because I would have said, oh, that seems problematic. So why is it not problematic now?
I would have been more surprised if you had told me that on May 1st. After the Braves had gotten off to that great start. They're 15-14 in May.
Yeah.
So now I'm not as surprised.
Okay.
Spring training, yeah, I would have been mildly surprised, but the way the Diamondbacks roster is constructed, they've got a Cy Young candidate of their own.
I know, exactly.
They've got two excellent pitchers at the top.
They don't have an MVP candidate. They don't have an offensive guy there that really should, not him. They really don't. Good for them. That means the unit is playing better than the individual pieces.
I would be mildly surprised if you told me that in spring training.
I'd be panicked.
If you told me panicked.
56 games in, if you told me the Braves and the Arizona Diamondbacks have the same record, you're a little bit more stable than me, I would have said, I'm panicked. What the hell happened? Now, the Braves are 10 games over. They're 11 games over. I'm giving them credit. They're not supposed to be. But the Mets are only 3.5 back. Again, I'm not getting the bells and whistles.
Chris, I must say, I'm surprised because you are the consummate baseball man. You've been through this so many times. You've
been
through this more than any of the players that are on this roster.
That's true.
From a broadcasting perspective, from a coverage perspective.
I've watched great runs. I've watched crap.
Right,
let
me ask you this.
Go ahead.
How much does losing 2 of 3 to Oakland factor into your angst at this point?
I'm not overly that recent. Because these guys will tell you, after they lost the first two to Oakland, I was calm. I said, if you lose 2 out of every 5 games, you have 98 wins, you go to the postseason. Wow, is that true? Yeah. You only have to win 3 of 5, and you have 98 wins, you go to the postseason. I'm not a panic guy. I'm not a reason to panic. Yeah. I didn't look at the 2 losses to Oakland and say, well, there's that. I didn't. So I'm not that guy. I'm just telling you that I think the idea that you're no better than Arizona... you have flaws. You knew that you had flaws, but I think now when you think about it in terms, well, the Mets weren't good. How are they only 3.5 behind you now? Those are real things.
Yeah, and if you look at the Braves last year winning 101 games, and I mentioned they're 15-14 in May.
Mm-hmm. They were 15-3 on the road in their first 18 games. There was going to be a market correction on that.
Well, the schedule got tougher.
It was going to be a market correction.
Like the Dodgers, et cetera. But if you look at the Braves last year that won 101 games, against teams that qualified for the postseason, Atlanta was just 33-31. They cleaned house against everybody else. Two games over 500 against teams in the postseason. But what did Jimmy Butler's T-shirt say? Four more wins. You got to win one more guy than the one more game than the other guy in the postseason.
Problem. How about this, though? Are you lucky that you play in the National League East in this regard? If you look, you're 4-6 in your last 10, 15-14 over the entirety of the month. You're not a that's a pretty good sample size. You're not unflawed. You're flawed. So is everybody in baseball. But you might get away with, unless the Mets, who have won three in a row, if anybody in this division. Here's the rest of the division in the last 10. 6-4, 5-5, 3-7, 5-5. So it's not difficult to win this division as of now. I just find it interesting that it's, I don't want to say only 10 games over, but I'll kind of say, big picture, you're only 10 games over now.
Yeah, and if you look at the wild card right now, it's whoever doesn't win the West between Arizona and the Dodgers, and then the Pirates and the Marlins, if I'm not mistaken, a half game ahead of the Giants.
Yeah, but
that's the wild card mix
right
now.
But really, the story is, nobody in the Central, because Pittsburgh's in second place one game over. Cincinnati, who's actually played good baseball, 7-3 in their last 10, they're four games under still. So, yeah, you're in a good place. I'm not, again, I'm not using panic with a capital P. It does feel like the ha-ha stuff, Adam, correct me if I'm wrong, hasn't there been a lot more ha-ha, look at the Mets, what a bunch of bums? And that really has been the gist of the conversation. They're only 3.5 back. And by the way, next week when they come into town, it's not the measuring stick for the season, but you are going to see, at least on paper, Verlander and Scherzer. You're going to see Zach Gallen. You're going to see this kid Merrill Kelly tonight, who was 3-0 with a 1.96 in his last three games. It's not easy to win a lot of games. It's not easy to win 100. But, Adam, am I wrong? Has there not been a lot of, don't worry about the Mets?
Yeah, with the injuries and stuff, I think a lot of people kind of discounted them already. Look at the money they've spent, and this guy's injured, and this guy's already injured.
The joke was better to tell than I think it is today.
Yeah, I never discounted the Mets, and I said the Mets aren't going to stay down forever. That was my stance on this the whole way, and that's proven to be true. Now, if you look at the rest of the division here, the Mets just swept the Phillies. The Mets have taken 5 out of 6 from the Marlins. We know the Braves' record against the Marlins. It's something like 26-9 in the last 35. So, if Florida was better against New York or Atlanta, I think there'd be some cause for concern there. I think the team that's really got questions right now going forward is Philadelphia.
Yeah. Again, I'm not telling you the Braves aren't in the best position, or if it's them and the Mets 1-1A, I don't really care. We know how to win around here. I like that. The Dodgers know how to win. Like, you're not San Diego. Thank God.
Another disappointing team.
That goes beyond. That's all capital letters.
Although they did right the ship in this series against the Marlins. I think they took 3 out of 4.
Yeah, but they have been the classic example of underachieving in baseball. For the money they spend, for all the hype, it's not going to be LA's year again, something is going to go wrong. Yeah, it did go wrong with them. They keep getting pitchers hurt, and they're still right there with Arizona, which is strange.
Can I say something related to the Oakland series with regard to how historically bad the A's are? And again, this isn't a shot at the Braves.
Yeah.
This is a baseball history. I thought you'd appreciate this. The team Oakland is being compared to right now is the 62 Mets.
Now, can I offer this to you?
Yes.
You know how difficult it is to be the worst team in baseball history? It hasn't happened in 61 years.
Yeah.
So it's hard to be historically bad.
Now, the Mets came in as a part of an expansion in 1962, along with the Houston Colt 45s, now known as the Astros, that evened out Major League Baseball at 10 teams in each league.
Correct.
And the Mets went 40-120.
Yes.
And they were 20th in Major League Baseball in hitting at 240, and they were 20th in earned run average at 5.03.
How many teams were there in baseball then?
20.
Yeah. Just I got to make sure when you say 20th, again, that was last.
They're managed by Casey Stengel and Marv Thronberry, et cetera, et cetera. You know all the history there. All right, they lose their first 9 games in 62. They're 0-9. And they get a win over the Pirates on April 29th. They're 1-9. Lose 3 in a row at the Phillies, take 2 straight to get to 3-12, lose the next 4 to go to 5-16, and then they enter a period of relative prosperity that I didn't even know existed here, Chris. They went 9-3 in the next 12 games. So they're at 12-22, and if you're a National League Baseball fan in Queens or Brooklyn or out on the island, you're thinking, okay, we're not going to be good, but we're not the team that started 0-9, right? Wrong. Because from that point forward, the Mets lost the next 17 games in a row that set them on this path to futility. They're 12-39. Friday, June 8th, they beat the Cubs to get to 13-39, ending the skid. They win four of the next six against Chicago and the aforementioned Colt 45. And in the middle of that stretch, the Mets had played their 55th game. Their record after 55 games was 16-39. When the Braves got to Oakland the other night, and Oakland had played 55 games, the record was 10-45. Oakland is six games ahead of or behind the pace, if that's what you want to call it, set by the 1962 New York Mets. The Mets, after that point, went 25-80 the rest of the way. There was another 13-game losing streak to come, 4- and 5-game skids the rest of the way. I don't think Oakland's going to go 25-80 after this. I think they're going to be better than 25-80 the rest of the way. I could be wrong.
Well, they win 41 games.
That's the question. Yeah. If they're better than 25-80, I think they got a chance to win more than 41 games. But again, at the 55-game point, they were six games behind the 62 Mets.
Here's why it hurt losing to them. They had only won back-to-back games once. Now it's twice. The Mets, during their first 55, had a 3-game winning streak.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they had two of them, I think. Oakland hadn't had one yet.
Yep.
So there's a dive for the record books. I say all the time, if something is historically great looking, we dive for the record books. When it's so bad, you go, oh, no, dive for the record books. Let's get numbers out like the ones you just had. I don't think it'll end up being a 39-win team. We shall see. But I didn't panic over it. I'm not panicking now. I'm just telling you that the ha-ha Mets thing is not funny right now.
The NL East is over.
And we just stopped hitting. I mean, I think...
We're flawed. Like everybody, we're flawed.
After the fifth inning Tuesday night, I don't think we had a base runner until the third inning Wednesday. That's just not going to happen against this team.
Against two guys you never heard of.
Yeah.
They had a guy pick up his first... He made his Major League debut. One guy got his first Major League win. One guy started a game he hadn't played or pitched in a game this year. Blah-de-blah, blah-de-blah. You won the last one. I'm not panicked about that. I do believe, though, that it's not as funny to start doing the Mets jokes right now. Because this team has flaws. I need Bryce Elder. Better not get a market correction. Because his numbers dictate there's going to be a market correction when it comes to his ability to not give up runs. It's fabulous what he's done. If you believe in not baseball gods, not pace, there's something too. Can you do that for an extended period of time? Schuster, Dodd, Soroka, Max Fried, where is he? Is Kyle Wright coming back? There are things back into the bullpen. Thank God Iglesias did what he did in the last day, because what he did in the game before that he was in, I couldn't even believe what I was watching. I would have taken him out of the game. He looked like he had never done this before. Then he came back and he had a really easy going against Oakland in the last game.
And this is an Arizona team that has scored six most runs in Major League Baseball, right behind the Atlanta Braves, so they can hit, yeah, and they can pitch as well. And oh, by the way, the 2023 New York Mets are going to be across the street next week.
Which is a series, again, it's going to feel like a weekend series during the week because it's going to be that big. And I think the team's going to be close enough to make it just that, not just the names on the front of the jerseys. All right, when we come back, we're going to go on campus. And that's college stuff. I got a couple of things, I'm sure you will. And then we'll go to drive around the world of sports, because there are some things that I do believe that are not segment worthy. But there are some things going on in the world of sports on a Friday especially that are worth mentioning, talking about, moving on. We'll get to all that right here on 680 The Fan.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.